It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. As rapidly as cell phones are changing in America, they have changed even faster in Asia and Europe. It's often said that foreigners have better phones when it comes to using phones to search the internet or just find your way around. And the inevitable question arises, why is the United States behind? We put that question to NPR's John McChesney for our series on the changing phone.
We have some pretty smart phones in this country, but check out what this Japanese phone will do. Patrick Bray, a GPS company representative in Tokyo, twists open the sizable screen on a brand new model and with a few clicks is watching live broadcast television, a soccer game.
What's cool about this is people just do this all day. You see people who work at bars and people who work at restaurants or places where they sit down, and they've all got their little TVs up and running. It's a kick in the butt. You can see the quality is excellent.
The phone also has a high-quality 5-megapixel camera. Most photo phones we have are only 1 or 2 megapixels. There's also photo editing software on board and built-in GPS. Point it at a hotel or a restaurant, and you can get reviews or menus. Put it in a cradle overnight and download videos or music into the 8 gigabytes of storage.
I use this as an electronic wallet, my phone also. I put, you know, $100 or so on it, and I walk up to Tully's Coffee, and I just charge my coffee by pulling out my cell phone. I don't have to worry about pennies or change or yen as it is here, not pennies.
Bray walks over to a convenience store and buys a package of gum.
I walk up, and there's a little place next to the cash register, and you just lay your phone up there gently, and the little bell rings when the money's been withdrawn.
And you can use it to buy subway tickets. The phone records your departure station and calculates your fare when you pass it over the sensor at your destination.
It's definitely true that in Japan and Korea, the quality of handsets is much better compared to U.S. and even to Europe.
Chetan Sharma is a mobile phone industry consultant based in Seattle.
The reason is the quality of the network, which allows you to do broadband activities on these devices.
So the network drives the hardware. And in Japan and Europe, they launched broadband mobile wireless back in 2001, while we only got around to it in 2005.
Both in Japan and Korea, people were very accustomed to using internet on these devices.
In fact, the big difference between the United States and Asia is that in Asia, the cell phone is a primary internet connection device. Michael Kleeman, a senior fellow at the University of California, San Diego, says there's a reason for that.
Long commute times, first of all, not a lot of space. And so if I've got a 2 and 3 hour commute time, most of my free time is going to be spent nowhere near a laptop.
In Europe, which also got a 4-year jump on the United States with wireless broadband, the phones all use the same system called GSM. Again, Michael Kleeman.
My cell phone that I buy in London can talk to any network in Europe because they're all GSM. So that meant that the cell phone manufacturers didn't have to make 3 and 4 flavors of cell phone.
That economy of scale allowed phone makers to concentrate on innovation in Europe. Here in the United States, carriers use several communication standards, so the phone makers have had to make phones for each one of them. But, gadget lovers, things are looking up here in the United States. There's the Apple iPhone, and Verizon has just launched its Voyager smartphone. Verizon's Heidi Flato flips open the sleek Voyager, and the tiny stereo speakers are, well, they're not hi-fi, but you can buy and download music directly into the phone. The Voyager has a touch screen, but when you flip it open, it has another screen you can use with a full QWERTY keyboard. So how does it compare with its Japanese cousin? 2-megapixel camera instead of 5, same amount of storage, 8 gigs, no credit card capability, and broadcast television?
Mobile TV is definitely, it's coming. It's the next big thing. And we've actually launched VCast mobile TV in several markets across the U.S.
And you get full internet access, but it's limited by the fact that most websites haven't tailored their pages to that small screen. But America's smartphone market may explode soon. Again, Michael Kleeman.
We have an opportunity to leapfrog. There's a lot of money looking for the next big success. Everyone I know of in the Valley believes that mobile applications have the potential to create phenomenal value. 80% of Americans have mobile phones now.
But only about 20% of Americans have a smartphone with broadband access, and therein lies the potential for explosive growth. The voracious appetite for Apple's iPhone and new phones like Verizon's Voyager are signals of things to come. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.